Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, what is the latest on the line of Judah in Israel and Kerrville?
Well, we've got some excitement. Last week, Israel, at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, they presented the line of Judah number one to the people of Israel as a gift of love from American Christians. And Sherry and I, along with a bunch of our Christian friends, donated the number one lion, and it was officially presented last week in Jerusalem at the prayer breakfast. And we had Linda Morris there, one of our donors and supporters, has been helping us for now almost 2 years trying to get that lion into Israel. And then we
and
also
it happened.
Yeah, and we've got, and then also Adam Schindler, and he's a new trustee with the Coming King Foundation, and he was there. And so we just thank God, and we're going to find out soon exactly where it's going to go. And we don't know that yet at this moment in time, but we're praying that God's going to use that big old line in Israel to touch thousands, even millions of
is
hearts.
Is that timing or what?
Because the
God's
line,
timing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And we think it's time for the line to, you know, return to Israel
really
and to show
exciting.
Off in Israel and to let the world know. Yeah.
Well, and the fact
God's
that
plan.
We have direct connection right, to right, the whole thing.
Right. And we got the number artist copy that Sherry and I have donated, and it's going to go to the garden in Kerrville, and it's going to be placed on a big Ten Commandments monument that overlooks the city
By
of Kerrville.
By the way, we're looking for someone to help us with the foundation.
Yeah, and we need what's going to be about $100,000 for the base and all the concrete work, because we got to do a bunch of patio concrete work around there and erosion things.
Well, so, the oil business has started to pop again. We got to have somebody out there that's a Christian oil man, if you're listening. It's a write-off for you.
Yeah, and even if you're not a
Amen.
Christian oil man, every little bit helps.
You like
dollars. You know, but just do whatever God says. And if he says, you know, to help us, we'd appreciate it. And we just want to bless people with this.
We have a miracle of the week every week. What's our miracle of the week?
Well, I thought I might take this time, Roy, to share about the miracle of all the good people that have shown up to be trustees. We had our elections in May for the Coming King Foundation. You know, we started the foundation in 2004 and 5, and we've had a lot of good trustees over the years. But we had 20 people that were elected to serve on the board of the foundation. And in addition to Sherry and I, Weldon Baker is going to be our treasurer again. And then we have his wife, Esther, was reelected. And then Linda Forrest, who is our guest today, and is also she's the secretary of the foundation. She agreed to serve again. And then Stockton Williams, who is the was the rector at St. Peter's Church in Kerrville. He's our vice president. And then Carol and Richard Reinhard, Becky Flowers, Carl Jack. Carl Jack changed his mind on that. Mm-hmm, so scratch Carl. He's just going to be a tour guide chaplain. Some people want to do the administration. Some people just want to pray for people. Amen. And he's one of those. And Louetta Roschke, Jack Turner, her dad, Bob Carey, Monica Wilhite, Barbara Anderson, Susan Casey. And then the new trustees are Chris Seifert, the mother of Debbie Maceros, that's our director, and then Adam Schindler, and then Matt Tykala, and Cynthia Hoskins, and Dolores Thompson. Cynthia and Dolores are from Austin, and they will be coming over with Susan to do board meetings. But we're really excited. This is a great team of people, and they've all been given different gifts mm-hmm. and talents. And so we've really got an A team this year. And so if everybody would pray, because these people have come together in unity from all different denominations, and even from around, you know, the Kerrville area region to help us do this thing for God. So that's kind of a special that we have such unique trustees.
Well, we got some previous guests back with us, fortunately, again this week. Why don't you introduce them and let's talk a little bit about their experiences in the garden.
Okay. Well, we have Linda Forrest, and she's back, and she is a blonde bombshell.
She's probably been
a blonde bombshell her whole life, but since we met her, she's a blonde bombshell. But it's when she explodes now, it's Jesus that gets all over
her.
And so you know, her personality, God uses it, and she is able to you know, reach a lot of people for Jesus up at the garden. She's learned, I think, a lot about the Lord up there and witnessing for people and to people and sharing the love of Christ. And she just came in with like a fish in the water and just has taken off and has helped us build the garden with her husband, Terry. They've been donors and helped us get the water pump house done and lighting and a bunch of things like that. And she's a great mom, wife, mother. And so we're glad she's here. And then we have Monica Accomando, and she's originally from Germany. But she was just one of the tourists, one of the guests that we had up at the garden, and she had discovered the garden. And she just, I think, got shocked by what she found up there. And now she makes regular trips from Austin, 2.5 hours away, to come to Kerrville to experience God on top of the mountain. And she is also a wife and a mom and a grandmom and a lady with lots of spiritual gifts that manifest. And she just kind of found the secret spot up there on that hill. And when you find a good thing, you know, you stay there. And, you know, I tell Sherry, it's like one good rule is you get under the spout where the glory pours out. And anytime you see God's glory pouring out, you try to get under that. And that's what she's done. So these ladies are going to share some of their story today with us. We're glad they're here.
All right. Well, let's start with you first, Monica. Tell us about some of the miracles that you've seen at the garden yourself.
It begins with me, actually. When I visit there, every time I go home from there, I find new strength, new peace, new vision. So it's almost like you get the mother load up there, you know, and it lasts. It lasts. Mm-hmm. It's not like gone when you leave the place. And, you know, like some places I've experienced, you just get out and, you know, it's a nice sermon, a nice whatever. But this place fills you
up. It's special, isn't it?
It is special.
I go at least once a week myself, go hang out. Sometimes I meet people, sometimes I take people, but sometimes you just go by yourself and just hang out and you feel the Spirit of God.
Yeah. And the location, of course, you know, to be so high up, you feel like you're reaching heaven already. You're in paradise already.
Yes. Well, tell us some of your stories that you got.
Well, I want to tell the latest one because it really was a family story. My sister and I previously went a few times to the mountain, and that's where she unloaded her heart, her tears before the Lord, because she had a son who was estranged from them for almost over 8 years, 10 years almost. She never saw her grandchildren grow up. She missed all the birthdays, all the Mother's Days, all the, you know, good stuff what a mother should experience. So I felt very much the pain with her. And where did I take her? Up to the mountain. And so I said, Jutta, you're going to get a miracle there. And she, and I would like to quote a scripture at this point because it's really dear to us. 2 Timothy 2:13, it says, if we are faithless, are you hearing that? Faithless, he is and stays, remains faithful. Yes. For he can't deny himself. He is a faithful God. Because throughout these 10 years, my sister, you know, you lose faith. Is it ever going to happen, God? I know you're a good God, but the little but comes in. And so we kind of like waited around. She prayed and we waited. But what she did not notice, and she said, Monica, make sure you're going to say that. In the waiting, in this time, she did not notice how the Holy Spirit changed her too. Mm-hmm. You know, the patience and all that stuff. She looked back later and she said, I changed, Monica. It wasn't just about the miracle. I changed. I see God now a lot bigger. Make the story short. So the last time, it was in January, this 2018, in January, I dragged her up the mountain, cold day, and we just wandered around, prayed again. Oh, we of little faith. But, you know, we came mm-hmm. before the Lord and said, we are still waiting. It's been a long time, but we're waiting. And wouldn't you know, and I want to mention his name, one of the prayer garden's chaplain came towards us. His name is Weldon Baker, right? Mm-hmm. And he looked like a cowboy, very appropriate for Texas because my sister comes from Florida and she said, oh, look at his head. So anyway, we kind of made a little fun of his head at first. He came towards us and he said, what, can I help you? And we're like, no, not really. You know, we didn't even think at that moment to put that particular prayer out. Not really. And I don't know, we just started chatting and somehow I said, oh yes, my sister does have a prayer. She's been waiting for her son, and I gave him the story. It is hard to explain, people out there who you're listening right now, it is hard to explain what happened. But it is the moment when God's faithfulness just pours out on you. And you know that you know that you know this is special. Weldon started praying. And the prayer he prayed was unlike all the prayers over the years we have prayed or heard. Every prayer is prescient. And like I said, my sister said, over the years, all her praying, that's what gave her strength. But just to say it real fast, Weldon prayed a prayer and we felt, we know that we knew that we knew, it is open heaven, it is time. He spoke in the spirit, he said, it is time, it is time, it is time. And he spoke the son's name, he said, come back home.
So Weldon called to the mother.
Exactly, and the father. He said, Holy Spirit, tell him it is time. Well, after he left, he gave us a hug. We just stood there. We were stunned. We were frozen. It was just like we knew we knew. So we went back under the cross, which is, by the way, if you never experienced to stand under that open cross, I invite you, please, please come over. Under the cross, you feel every burden, mm-hmm. everything is lifted. I don't know. It feels like you raptured right there in the moment. You know, it's just a wonderful experience. To make the story short, we stood under the cross and we knew it was done. The miracle was done.
And what happened?
We went home and we talked all the way, all the way. We went home and her husband was also, they had visited us from Florida. So he was home. We told him about it and he's like, okay, whatever. The next day was her husband's birthday, the father's birthday. And we got a phone call from the lost son that morning.
And hadn't heard from 10
we hadn't
years.
Heard from 10 years. And he wished his daddy a happy birthday.
Wow.
After Hallelujah. 10 years, a phone call from the son.
Well, that's not a miracle. Glory. I don't know what is.
Wow.
And the father almost fainted. We all almost fainted. We're like, what is going on?
Oh my gosh.
And not did he just say, it was almost like he never knew he was apart from his father. He said, hey, how are you guys doing? Happy birthday. If you ever come to Charlotte, North Carolina, come and visit us. You can even sleep
so it's
over.
Like something broke off of him.
Yes. Like it was
like the
never.
Fell
the scales
from
fell from his eyes.
The ears were open.
Exactly.
Heart was open.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. That's
well,
incredible.
You know, this is great. This is what it's all about. Now, if you're all listening, I want you to listen next week because we didn't get to Linda today, but we're going to get to Linda next week, and she's going to tell us about some of the miracles that she's seen at the Garden. Ladies, thank you both for joining us today. Max, any closing comments?
Just that, you know, there's all kind of miracles we need in our lives, and some of us need healing of our bodies, cancer things we've talked about, but sometimes it's relationships, just like what Monica shared. And God can fix anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can fix anything. And what happened, I think, in the spirit is those prayers and Weldon and everything broke off the demonic somehow that was holding that son and keeping him apart from his parents. And when those prayers were said up there at the cross at the Garden, something spirit realm happened, and that son came running back, kind of like the prodigal son in the Bible.
People are listening right now, and they want to get more information about the cross and find out how they can get some of this. How do they do that?
The easiest way, just go to the website, just thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and there's the stories and the pictures and the audio and the video, plus you can hear earlier radio shows in our archives.
Sherry Max Greiner, thank you for being with us this week. Linda and Monica, thank you. We'll see you both next week.
Yes, sir.
Some more of our show, and thanks for listening. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thank you for being back again this week. I really enjoy reading these to you, and I hope that you enjoy hearing them also. Our first one comes from Papa Don 09 from TripAdvisor, and Papa Don says, a great work in progress. We were in Fredericksburg when someone mentioned the site 20 miles away. We would have driven 100 miles to see this yet-finished project. The sculptures were lifelike and powerful in their presentation. They had rows and rows of prayer rock trail paths filled with prayer requests written on rocks by the visitors. My wife wrote several, and all languages are present. This is free, but donations are needed to finish this once-in-a-lifetime place. Okay. Max. So excited for you. You dream bigger than anyone I know, and the Lord honors it. As you are dreaming of ways to promote his kingdom, Lord, we ask for supernatural provision for this lion sculpture miracle to take place in Jesus' name. Amen. And Teresa Whitfield from Kerrville, Texas, sent that one in. Next, from Kerrville Breaking News, we have, the cross is a special place. You feel peace there and know because of Jesus, his saving grace, we can face tomorrow because he holds our future. Rosetta McLeod sent that one to us. Very moving. Felt the presence of my Lord as soon as I stepped into this garden. I will be sure to spread the word. This is a memory we will not forget. Margaret from Kilgore, Texas, sent that one in to us. And next, Kevin Dennon from BCFS in San Antonio, Texas, said, I just love what you have done on top of that mountain. It is just amazing. Wonderful. Thank you for what you have done for the Lord. My next one says, the Lion of Judah, number one to Israel, all of this is God-ordered blessings. This is a huge moment with monumental consequences in the natural and the spiritual realms. It was sent in from Jack Rothenflew, Kerrville, Texas. I love that place. The bronze art is around the cross is amazing, but the most touching are the prayers on the stones people leave at the cross. Sheila White from Kerrville Breaking News. And one more for today. The empty cross represents Jesus' promise to return for his people. Joe Costigan, Kerrville Breaking News. And I'll be back with you again next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecross@kerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.